You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
That is indeed right. You're listening to Audio Culture, and today is a very special segment of Audio Culture because we're celebrating a community who has offered so much to Aotearoa culturally and just in general. We're speaking about the Pacific Music Collection that Audio Culture has just launched, and we have the one and only Petrina Togi Saina on the phone. How are you doing, Petrina?
I am good. Talofa.
Talofa. It's so good to speak to you. I'm so excited to be doing this because this is just epic.
It is. Same. I'm super excited, and there's a lot to talk about.
So much to talk about. I guess we'll start by talking about the collection as a whole. It's made up of all these beautiful profiles, but it's not just artist profiles.
Yes, I think that's what the great mix of the collection too is. I mean, there's so many stories, but and it's not purely artist profiles. There's profiles of events. I work on the Pacific Music Awards, and we're super happy, you know, that we're included in there. There's record labels, there's venues, you know. So, yeah, there's so much history in that. One collection, yeah.
Speaking of the PMAs, you guys recently announced your finalists too, which is awesome. So cool to see.
We were super happy, yeah, such a great group, and yeah, that's our largest number of finalists, so it feels like a cool new wave and new era, so that's awesome.
Man, just going through this list, which is extensive, and there's still yet more to be added on, this, the sheer contribution that the Pacific Island community has offered to Aotearoa is incredible, but you've picked some select songs for us, so tell us about this first song that you picked.
Oh, have you got the list? I think I was trying to do.
You got Adija.
Of music, so Adija. So I was thinking of when I first started working in music, and well, I started at APRA in '94.
Whoa!
So I was sort of thinking of what was that early era? Yes, well, it was a long time.
No, not at all, not at all.
And then, yeah, what was a personal favourite? Because, like you said, I might have 300 songs if we had to pick all the ones. But yeah, so Adija was different, and I had the vinyl, so it was just sort of one of those standouts. And just at that time, I mean, I loved the music, but it was a particular standout of just prominence of Pacific music. Betty Ann's vocals, Ryan's, just that funk sound.
Yep.
So I love that one.
When it first came out, do you remember like hearing it in like car radios, like on the street? Because I feel like I hear it still to this day. Like I'll be, I don't know, hanging out somewhere and I'll be like watching news playing.
Yeah, it's a absolute classic, yes, just on airwaves and on TV. And I think, well, for me too, it was like seeing Betty Ann, like someone who looked like me, you know.
Yep.
A brown woman with big hair. And just so confident and amazing. And then, like you said, classic. There's been a remix of that as well. But it's definitely still played everywhere.
Love it so much. Should we give it a listen?
Okay, let's do that.
This is Watching You. You already know it. I know it. We all know it.
Watching you, baby.
that saxophone and the high notes on that, man. It sends shivers down your spine every time you hear it.
So good.
So good. I've just been looking at this collection. I mean, it's so extensive. And it's a whole bunch of different collaborators too, which is kind of cool. What was the genesis of this? Why did it come about? Did someone approach you, or were you like, we need to get this done?
Oh, so I think this is all Audio Culture. The team there had put it together. We've collaborated a little bit on content and like for the Pacific Music Audio Reconnected last year because we had our 20th year. So we also got to share a bit more about the history of the awards, and they shared content for us. So I think, yeah, but definitely this is Audio Culture's decision, and I'm a supporter.
Yeah, big supporter.
Yeah, and they're just asking, yeah, just for our thoughts. And obviously, and the cool thing I like you said, there's more stories to be told, you know, and they are open to, this is not the definitive collection, but this is an absolute, you know, beautiful collection of so many stories that have happened so far.
I mean, yeah, it's incredible just how far back it goes. Like, Bill Savisi is on here. Like that, we're talking far, far back, which is so cool.
Way back, and it's nice to recognise those eras of music too that, you know, aren't here anymore. You know, the dance halls and the string bands, and you know, where my parents were one of the ones that met at the Orange Ballroom. Like, it used to be that you do go out to dance and they've got a live band, and Bill Savisi was a leader in that space, and yeah, incredible man.
It's so cool because I've never went to one, but it sounds like it was a lot of fun. But we've got great bands like Lau coming through, kind of have that same energy to them as well, which is really, really nice to see.
To see him at the museum on Friday night was amazing.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
It was Shefu and Geneva AM.
Yes. Man. So good.
Shefu was the first ever kind of like big person in music I ever met. And they always say, you know, don't meet your heroes. Shefu is the loveliest person ever. He is so nice. So lovely.
He was amazing. So that was a good show.
Yeah, such a good show. I'm glad you guys got to get in there after all the closures and things. Should we listen to the next little track we've got here? Or the next big track, really. This is a massive track. This is Nijian Mystic, Nijian style, off of Polysaturated, which is a great album. Do you remember the kind of the timeline of that coming out and what the impact of this album was?
Yes, that was huge. That's what I was also trying to think of, sort of groundbreaking songs and that really stood out. I mean, that's their first single, the first album really exploded at that time. They were all pretty young, out of school, 17, 18-year-olds. And just real definitive sound of Aotearoa. Māori Pacific young men, and really talking about topics of home, I think. And that's been something that they've continued to do, but that was just a real groundbreaking song.
They're really like no others, eh?
Yes.
Great song choice too. This is Nijian Style by Nijian Mystic off Polysaturated. You're listening to Audio Culture 95 BFM.
Yeah. Nijian Mystic, come on,
Nijian style is here.
Say what?
Ladies beware, now tell me if you are down.
Are you down, what?
All the sounds get down, Polynesians all around, now this is how we move your crowd.
Yeah, your territorial betrayal as two worlds combined. The combination of MCs mentally intertwined, intellectually capable in this industry. The collaboration of Terrios and these Nijian MCs being conspicuous with limited intelligence, calling us delirious when we get serious. Bringing you the next chapter in this hip hop legacy. The democracy of these youngsters, technique of holy. Well, as the saga continues, we stand our ground as pioneers. Space cadets on a mission to a Nijian frontier. Not knowing our next Death Star nation, we be taking a lyrical leap into the next millennium. Freestyling on the lowdown, better rhyming like a showdown. On the flow like a hoedown, to the show commence so we'll close down. So hold up now, let me see your bounce with me. If you're down with me, whoa, yeah.
Nijian style is here.
Say what?
Ladies beware, now tell me if you are down.
Are you down, what?
All the sounds get down, Polynesians all around, now this is how we move your crowd.
Come
Yo, instantaneously, we rocking mics to new heights. Represent this Nija style all day, every night. Culturally strong, from before we come pollinate the tons. A product of our ancestors, seeds from which you sprung. The saga we may take upon us, wise in memory. A noble lesson learned from our Fatasi family. Elevate the positive, this Nija image must arise. Out here with hip hop, lay close, not in disguise. With no demise, we be on the rise with our dreaming eyes. Poly individuals carry connections to ignite. Brave for real, upon these mics. On a quest, vocalists uplifting what we do when we rhyme. Cause we
can't stop.
We do this for the love of it.
Won't stop.
Keeping these roots, rhymes intelligent. So all them ladies keep shaking them hips. And all the fellas, come on and bounce to this. What?
If you wanna party, you got to do it right.
Oh, come on,
I mean, the harmonies. The harmonies, the bars. It's got it all.
I know. So good.
So, so talented, man.
Song and so I still get to work with them now, and just to see the response that they were at home going this year, and just see how the crowd loves their songs, like massive crowd, all ages.
All ages too. That's so epic. Mm. I feel like such a, I guess, big part of growing up, Brian and Aotearoa, was like loving Nija Mystic, like going to school and like the boroughs brought a UE boom. And we're playing Nija Mystic out in the quad while we're playing basketball. Such a special part of our music history too.
Mm, definitely. And so it's, coming straight out of school, and one of the few that stayed together. You know, lots of groups who come out of school, you know, for all the reasons, don't stay together or become a band after school. So, just for them, and just lifelong friends, for them to continue to perform now and they've got a number of classic songs in their repertoire.
So many tunes, especially their album Polysaturated. Mm. So good. And the album cover is amazing too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But
We got one last song for us, and this is a goodie. And it's just in time because it was recently Waiaso Ole Gangana Samoa, Samoan Language Week, which is very cool. And this is the freestyle.
Yes, so Phil Style is a legend in our community. So in terms of hip-hop music in Samoan, and definitely, again, like a groundbreaking moment, huge song, and that whole album was again, a pretty groundbreaking, but that song was just the one that kind of stood out. And for the Pacific Music Awards, our first year was 2005, and he took home 3 awards that year. So he was a big winner for our first awards. Yeah.
That's so epic. I got to be honest with you. I hadn't actually heard of him before you suggested this for Audio Culture. So this is really, really, really exciting.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I'm going to be bumping it for now.
Yes, you will.
This is Suomali?
Suomali.
Suomali. Okay. Suomali.
Ain't mad at you. It's the sort of catchy chorus.
So good. This is The Feel Style. You're listening to 95 BFM.
Samoa, see the sea that we're far, fear, fear the far, indie that we know, DJ Raw, feel style. Somalia, bear, mea, uma, ila, ila. Sila, sila, emo, emo, my bear, ne, wheela. Makangi, a farmer, ki, mumo, kede, ila. Nema, fire, onga, emma, fire, mushika. Faka, dia, lava, o go, mat, go, wika. Say, ah, fe, se, si, o gay, if I see, va. Mumu, maka, pe, wa, loi, loi, ma, si, ma, e, o, onga, e, somalia, pe, ah, ila. Somalia, be, o gay, no, de, ke, wheela. Suma, awa, fua, e, gay, go, la, sista. Somalia, nge, ya, mea, uma, e, lei, pisa. Miki, ma, pasi, pasi, ma, io. Prima kwa e sila fia e Sunga e ke faya lava mea e oso ai lova lea O ma o kango lea, ka lepe faa pea Ka lepe mole a wala kele minoi minoi Mai mushi ka lepe poi suma lie lava pea Mea uma awoi awoi o loo ma oi Le ngā sunga e, sasaro fika sunga e Sophia ai foi falso so ai anga salai se vai no pau pau que eu amo com ele cai cai fa fe ai sa fa ka kuai foi foi pe fa pe o que que ai de lau lau fa
mai, shiva mai. Ava ava ai, meleanga soma ai. Suma lie pea o ia pea falai. Mūsika mole fai ai, seika mai. Lea angore ka longa lei pai le lei jai. Kamo fua jai.
Feel style, so Malie. Man, you don't need to speak a language to know someone's got a crazy flow. That was insane.
Exactly. Yeah, super cool. He's always been, a leader, and he's collaborated also. Lots of collaborations with other artists, and then lots of releases on his own. Yes, Taiwan language, and he's absolutely the leader in that field. Yeah.
Man, so good.
I'm tired there thinking about it.
Awesome
tracks. Add that one to your.
Oh, I already added it in the break. I was like, all right, this is coming with me. Thank you. I'm like, thank you for tuning. This is coming with me. This is so good. And I guess the Pacific Music Awards are coming up. Can you speak a little bit about that and its inception? Because it's such an important event.
Well, thank you. Yes, we're excited. We're coming up to 21 years. Just announced finalists this. Well, a week ago, which was awesome. Yeah, it's our chance. It's a community family celebration. You know, we're really proud of the artists that we get to celebrate. And like you said, the huge contribution of Pacific artists, for decades. And so through the awards, at least every year, we can have a night where we can just shine a light on them, their music, and just celebrate and honour all their achievements and all that they've done. So it's an event we love. We're in that grind at the moment. We're 7 weeks away. So 21st of August, we're at the Dewdrop Event Centre. So that's been our home. Actually, 20 out of the 21 have been at that venue. So
wow,
we're excited. And we've got, the collection is showing, even through the finals this year, just the range of genres, the depth of music that's been released, the quality that's there, the beautiful videos that are being made. Yeah, there's so much good work in there.
It cannot be understated the importance of the Pacific Island community to New Zealand music history from the jump. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Really, really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. And thank you for that acknowledgement, and enjoy.
I will. You have a good one, Patrina.
Checking out some more songs.
Check out the Pacific Music Collection on Audio Culture.
Awesome. Agree.
That was
Audio Culture on 95 BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just fascination.